you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it,
Yeah.
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was going to bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth. Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flood.
King of Crash.
The Colossus of Cloud. The Colossus of Cloud.
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Our producer this week, haven't seen him in a while, George Katsarilos. We're all here taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Give us a call at 312-332-3776. If you have an item you think might be valuable, it might go in a Huggins and Scott auction, give us a call and you'll get in the drawing. We've got a great prize we're giving away this week. A box of Panini Excalibur basketball. Six packs in this box. Three hits between autographs and memorabilia cards. You usually get some numbered cards. Have a shot at some pretty good stuff. So
yeah, that's a nice product. I opened up a couple packs.
Yeah, they have some nice stuff in there. So it's a really good prize. It's about a $100 box. The number's 312-332-3776. Or if you tweet a picture of an item that we use on the show, T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID, you will get in the drawing. Now, the winner of the drawing, Vince will do the drawing at the end of the show. He's got the randomizer going, and he'll do the drawing. The winner has to email Vince at ERC Delivery by
Thursday.
Thursday.
Yes.
If you don't do that by Thursday to set up for delivery this week, the prize goes to next week. Listen to the entire show, and if you win, email Vince before Thursday. Okay, for instance, on Twitter here, this is something interesting. I've never seen this before. Rob just tweeted a picture of Theo on his own card. This is brought to you by Aunt Millie's Bread. It's Theo, Great Moments in Cub History, and this is an autographed version of that. Bill Huggins, have you ever seen a Theo Epstein autographed anything? Sal had anything in one of your auctions that you can think of?
Not that I could think of. I'd have to check research, but not that I remember.
Well, I would imagine if the Cubs do win a World Series here one of these next couple of years, his stuff will be...
go up if we just get to the World Series, I think.
Oh, yeah, just getting to it. Because when you think about it, they haven't been to it since 1945. So, and they're playing really well. Now, Huggins and Scott Auctions, if you go to HugginsandScott.com, the next auction is in August, and they've got the previews up. Bill, I was thinking of calling you guys this week and see when they were going to be up there, and I thought, well, I'll check the website. It's like, whoa, there's some nice stuff up there already. So I've got a bunch of those things we can work in. Now, if you're listening to the show and you hear us talking about something, maybe it'll make you think, I might have one of those up in the attic or in my closet or in the drawer. I've got one of those.
Under the floorboards.
Under the floorboards in the kitchen like that. That's with those, those old 54 Topps boxes. Okay, for instance, let's see. Well, it was sorry news this week when we heard that Gordie Howe passed away. He hadn't been doing well, hadn't been signing much lately. But I noticed that Huggins and Scott had a 1951 Parkhurst Gordie Howe rookie PSA 2 in May. That sold for $1,300. That card had been going up over the last few years. I would imagine if somebody put a PSA or SGC graded Gordie Howe Parkhurst rookie in your August auction, Bill, that would do really well at this point, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I think the timing between that and we've also gotten a lot of people who have given us some Meet Ali stuff to go into the auction.
Yeah, I sent one in myself. Had a listener from who lived in Naperville, had all kinds of stuff, including an Ali signed Life magazine cover, which I don't think you guys have that yet, Bill. That should be arriving probably tomorrow or Tuesday to you. But with something,
we did have a guy come in though with a Muhammad Ali signed chocolate chip cookie bag.
Oh, really? Now that you don't see every day.
They were Muhammad Ali chocolate chip cookies. Ooh. His picture's on the bag.
Now that's pretty cool. So did he sign it on the picture?
Well, he signed it kind of below it in the white part, okay, in the nice spot that you can see it.
Wow, I wonder what year those were. I never heard about those. I would have gotten some.
I want to say early 90s.
Okay, that makes sense. Wow, that's pretty neat. Now, the guy that I picked up the Ali Life magazine sign, something that he had that was interesting, he had all kinds of stuff, but that we also sent in, Bill, he had all kinds of Beatles tickets from the 60s. Ticket stubs, and some of them were like longer where you could, there was a picture of all four Beatles on them. And some of those, I was looking at pricing on them. Like he has the, I think their last tour, what year was that? Maybe 1966. He had tickets from those. So I called Ricky from his basement, and Ricky was like, oh, that'd be a nice rock and roll lot. Some of the stuff he had, a few different things in there. So that'll be interesting to see what that does in the August Huggins and Scott auction. Now, the number here is 312-332-3776. You can give us a call with a question about the value of your collectibles. We've got a really good basketball box prize to give away, a 2015-16 Panini Excalibur basketball box. And ERC Delivery will deliver right to the door free of charge.
Anywhere in the world. If you're listening from anywhere, call in or tweet in something. If you're the winner, I'll get it to you free of charge.
So you're going
to
handle that no matter what, huh?
No doubt about it.
Yeah. It sounded like...
So Tom, what do you think if we implemented a new thing that says if the winner doesn't call in, the Vince gets fucked?
I think Vince has been pushing for that the whole way, and I'm trying to nix that one, Bill, but thanks for bringing that up.
It's awfully tempting when a box sits on my shelf, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's why time you started writing me little notes like, don't touch.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, Bill, the last time it was, a Score jumbo football box, and I put one of those Post-it notes with a upside-down smiley face, like, for the show, Vince. So, yeah, Vince has already thought of that one, Bill.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
They're looking out for you, Vince.
Yeah. Thanks, I appreciate it, my friend. Right. Go Washington.
Eddie from Lake Zurich's on the line. What's new, Eddie? What do you have? Hello, Eddie. You there, Eddie?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yep.
What do you have, Eddie?
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Hi.
I called him a couple months ago, but I got something else. I got the bobblehead set from, I believe it was the 100-year anniversary. It was each decade they had a new bobblehead, and I got that complete set, and I got a couple of them autographed. I got Dale Sayers, Ernie Banks, and for the Joe Tinker one, I don't have Joe Tinker, but I have, I believe it was his grandson that threw out the first pitch, and I got him to autograph one of the boxes. So
this was a Wrigley Field anniversary bobblehead set, I take it, because you have Gale Sayers in there, too. So it has some Bears and some Cubs in there. How many total bobbleheads?
I believe there's 10.
10 total. Okay.
One from each deck. Yeah.
Okay. And what year were they produced?
I want to say 2014, I believe. It was a stadium giveaway set. I think Friday they give Friday home game.
Do you still have them in the original boxes?
Yeah. And they got those three to sign the boxes too.
Bill, what would that be, something that 10 Chicago star Hall, most of them probably are Hall of Famers, if not all of them, I would think, in the set.
Yeah.
Would you think that would be a good auction lot for you, Bill?
Well, Eddie, let me ask you a question. In order for you to get all 10 of those, did you have to attend 10 different games that year or something? Did you get the whole thing at one time?
Yeah, no, I went to a lot of the early games, but at the end, I wasn't able to make some of the games. So, like, Rick Sutcliffe and Greg Maddux, those I just bought on eBay for not too much. But those early ones, yeah, I attended a couple of those games. But you had to attend each game. They only gave out 10,000 of each bobblehead.
Huh.
There's one that sold on eBay for $180 a couple months ago, the full complete set.
For the full set. Yep. Yeah, that might not be enough for a Huggins and Scott auction. That actually If Bill
it could be did, a Crown item.
Yeah, I was thinking that. That might be a good consignment item to put in at Triple Crown in Naperville, where maybe sell them individually or as a set. You know, if you sell them individually, I don't know if you'd want to break up the set. I think I'd try to sell that just as the set. Maybe ask a couple $100 on that.
That's pretty cool. In that set, what I'm looking at is Babe Ruth, one of the 10, and they show him in a Yankee uniform pointing at his home run in Wrigley. So that's kind of a cool set.
That is pretty cool. Yeah, that's neat. I like it.
Yeah,
I think that would be a good thing to have at Triple Crown. Maybe not quite valuable enough for Huggins and Scott, but thanks for the call. The number here is 312-332-3776. We're on 8 to 9 a.m. Central Time every Sunday morning, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. We're giving away a nice prize this week, a 2015-16 Panini Excalibur basketball box. And the winner just will be announced at the end of the show by Vince. And the winner has to email Vince at ERC Delivery by Thursday in order to get the prize delivered right to them. So let's see now. So another nice item that came through T-Crown. Dave had this one. This, I think, Bill, you would probably want this in a Huggins and Scott auction. I posted a picture of this yesterday. It's a 1980 USA Olympic Miracle on Ice hockey team signed 16x20 photo, all signed, including it does have Herb Brooks. It seems to me that that's the key to those Miracle on Ice team signed items, that Herb Brooks is on those. I've seen them sell anywhere from like 600 to like 1100. And this one looks like a nice one. Is that something you think you would want, Bill Huggins, in say the August auction?
Oh, sure. It couldn't be better timing with the, I mean, it's that's the Winter Olympics, but during our auction, I believe the Summer Olympics are still in play at that time.
Yeah. People are definitely talking Olympics too. So,
yeah,
that would be a good item. I really like that. And that team will always, as long as the Olympics are going, that team's going to be brought up without a doubt. Whenever the Olympic hockey's going on, they always bring those guys up and show highlights.
As they should, you know?
It really was amazing that they did win that. I mean, there was no way that they should have, honestly. And when you look at it, like a lot of those guys, they weren't great NHL players after that. They just, as a team, were fantastic. Now, the Double D Boys yesterday had, which I thought was a neat item. I posted a picture on Twitter, and it was a playing card. This was the Five of Clubs with Ty Cobb on the front, the Five of Clubs on the back, Fisher Standard Service. I thought it's probably not worth a ton, but, you know, this had some value. And I found out, I look on eBay, and... 99 cents. Sorry, boys, that's all that was. I think it's got a much better cool factor than 99 cents myself, but that's all they've been going for.
You know, I heard Ty Cobb actually coached a little league team, didn't he?
Yeah.
After he retired.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Isn't that amazing?
What he would have said to those kids, you know?
Yeah, I can imagine him being a bit of a taskmaster. Yeah.
What are you sliding
what
with
are you
those
guys
spikes
doing?
Low?
Sharpen those spikes.
That's
what
right.
are you doing?
You got to go for his knee. Stealing second base. What
right.
are you doing?
Think what Ty Cobb would have thought of these new sliding rules where, you know, you have to, the catcher's got to get out of the way and you can't slide off the base. Oh, my God. He's still spinning around in his grave. But when you look at it, I guess taking guys out at second, I mean, why not try to protect the players, I guess? You can still go in hard. It's just you have to go straight to the base.
Right,
I saw
right.
somebody got taken out the other day, and it was clean and going straight into the base. So, you know, if the guy doesn't get out of the way, they still have to be able to get out of the way in order to turn the double play.
Yeah, Jose Bautista's had quite a year sliding into second.
Yeah,
I think
he
got roughed up by Odor.
Odor really
Rangers.
Nailed him.
He hit him right in the face, square in the face.
Did you guys see the fight the other day with, I think, Bill, you and Josh have him? Or are you guys on the same fantasy team together where you have
we do it as a combo. Machado
yeah, he landed a pretty good shot on the pitcher Ventura's as a name don't do well on fights on
no,
the mound.
They don't
Robin Ventura with that classic beating by Nolan Ryan in the old days. And I think Ventura, the pitcher for the Royals now, is one of the most disliked pitchers in baseball, actually.
And he's thrown inside a couple. He was a little too tight on a couple guys.
And he was thrown inside a couple of times on Machado, and then hit him with a 99-mile-an-hour fastball. Machado starts to run towards the mound, and then you can see it was like it hurt, and he kind of like hobbled a little bit. But once he got to the mound, his adrenaline got him going, and he landed a good. I was happy to see that. Yeah. Now it looks like he's going to be suspended 3 or 4 games, Bill, but he's appealing it, so I don't know when that's going to come through. I'm glad I left him in for the weekend. He had three hits and a homer.
Well, yeah, no, he got a 4-game suspension, and supposedly Ventura got a 9-game suspension.
Yeah, good.
And I understand, though, that it's really unfair because they can manipulate that 9-game suspension to where he'll only miss one start.
One start, that's right. But that's why they make it more games on a pitcher, but it should have been like 12 games then, you know, where you have to miss 2 starts. Come on. And then or else Machado should really only miss 1 game, if that's the way it's going to be, 2 at the most. I think he's going to get that knocked down some. I really do.
Well, Baltimore's having a great year. They're tied for first with Boston. Yeah. They're in a nice division race there.
They're good, and the Nationals pitchers have been pitching better. They're playing better lately, too, hitting better. I heard that Bryce Harper walked by this studio one day when Carmen was on. Like, I think he was just walking down State Street here, and Carmen's looking, and it's like, whoa, that's Bryce Harper. I think they had the producer. George, if Bryce Harper happens to walk by, you'll run out there and get an autograph or something, right, George?
I'll be on it.
Okay. Yeah, I think somebody from the station did flag him down and talk to him or something that day, and he sounds like he's a pretty cool guy, Bryce Harper, actually. Bill, Bryce Harper collectibles are definitely hot. Didn't you have a game-used bat from his rookie year ran in one of your auctions? That went for a lot, like a few grand, I think.
Yeah, that was just about 2 auctions ago, yeah.
Yeah, his stuff. He's a good guy, exciting player to watch. And anytime you have the combination, he's got a really good throwing arm, he's got great power. Those are the type of guys that are going to go for some money.
And he really wants to bring fun in the game back.
He does.
You know,
yeah.
Just that original raw, just having fun playing baseball.
Yeah. He seems to love the game.
Yep.
Yeah, which is really good for baseball, that guys like that are in the game and playing, without a doubt. Now, speaking of guys who love the game, in the Huggins and Scott August auction, a 1990 Ken Griffey Jr. game-used bat, PSA DNA GU8. So it's authenticated and graded by PSA DNA. That's pretty cool. That's from, let's see, came up in 89, I think. So that's an early Griffey bat. I haven't seen any of those run. You have any estimate on what that might go for, Bill?
Oh, and the unique part about it is up on the barrel, it doesn't say Ken Griffey Jr., it says the kid.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, that's neat. That's one of his big nicknames.
He only did that one year, 1990. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
You know, speaking of the kid, Griffey Jr.'s son, Trey, got drafted.
I saw
24th
that.
Round by Seattle.
Yeah,
so.
Because he was number 24.
There you go.
Yeah,
I think he's
more of a football player, actually. Yeah. I think they don't really expect him to be a baseball player. They just kind of did it to honor Griffey.
Right. You never know what could happen.
Yeah, sure. You never know. You know, in that historic autographs, I'm getting some more of those in, I think, this week.
That's a fun product. Yeah. I had a great time opening those up this week.
It's a double-cut signature, and it's Friends and Foes, and it's a booklet. And, boy, those went fast.
Yeah.
But they had a Griffey Jr., Griffey Sr. double cut. I think somebody, did you pull that?
No.
Somebody else pulled that one. I got Lenny Dykstra
a couple times.
Lenny Dykstra.
Nails.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you did a quiz on that one. But the Griffey Sr., Griffey Jr. one, I think that's a valuable item. And Bill, we didn't see the Dizzy Daffy Dean yet, so that's still out there in case you're thinking of opening into the historic autographs, Friends and Foes. I got as many of those as I could. Yeah. Thinking, okay, you know, I want to get them, and I was able to restock at a little higher price, but I did get some more coming in tomorrow. It's like, boy,
and they'll be sold out by Tuesday.
They might be. Those were every single one of them at least had. Well, the Dykstras were just okay. I mean, but even at one point, Dykstra stuff was hot.
And Strawberry was on the other side of one of them. So I was happy. It's just, you know.
Not a good one in Chicago. They all hated Duel. It's time for a short break here now. The number is 312-332-3776. We're on till 9 a.m. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, giving away a 2015-16 Panini Excalibur basketball box. Lots of nice hits in that one. So give us a call if you have a question about the value of your collectibles, and hang in there. We'll be right back.
Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service. 24/7, 365 days a year, ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service. 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199.
Attention sports collectors, are you looking to expand your collection? Then mark your calendars now. Huggins and Scott Auctions' next auction is their event of the year, which begins on August 1st and runs through August 11th. Huggins and Scott is a sports memorabilia auction company that specializes in selling vintage baseball, football, and graded cards, signed autographed vintage sports memorabilia, and Americana collectibles. Visit them online at hugginsandscott.com for a constantly updating auction preview, or call them at 301-608-0355. That's 301-608-0355.
GoDaddy presents Crazy Ideas That Worked. Meet Fred, who carves heads out of cheese.
Yeah, I was finishing a masterpiece of Shaquille O'Neal in Swiss. I hit a hole. Shaquille's face blew off. Everybody called me crazy. I got my domain headsofcheese.com from GoDaddy, and now they're selling like hotcakes. Made of cheese.
Got a crazy idea you think you can turn into success? We know you can, and we've got a domain for you. And now get a domain free with a website starting from $1 a month. Go you, go daddy. See website for details, not an actual customer.
Attention to detail is critical when you own a business, so use LegalZoom for the legal details. Supplier and customer contracts are part of running a business, plus employment laws get complicated if you want to hire help. That's why LegalZoom has a network of independent attorneys licensed in 48 states. They know your local laws, they can provide answers for your day-to-day legal questions, and since LegalZoom isn't a law firm, you won't pay by the hour. Spend your time growing your business. Let LegalZoom handle the legal details. Use the promo code Mike at checkout to save even more at LegalZoom.com.
This summer, the choice is yours. You can have fun, or you can have guaranteed fun at the Ford Certified Fun Summer Sales Event. Come in now for 1.9% APR financing on select Ford Certified Pre-Owned vehicles. Each certified pre-owned Ford passes a rigorous 172-point inspection by factory-trained technicians and comes with a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 12-month, 12,000-mile limited warranty coverage. Qualified buyers get 1.9% APR from Ford credit on select vehicles. Take delivery from dealer stock by 6/30/16. Residency restrictions may apply. See dealer for qualifications and details. With a great selection of quality-built, quality-backed Ford-certified pre-owned vehicles and 1.9% financing, your Ford dealer frantically guarantees you'll have fun this summer. So visit your Ford dealer, then sit back, relax, and enjoy the peace of mind of owning a certified pre-owned Ford with just 1.9% financing.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ercdelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. The number here is 312-332-3776. We're giving away a box of 2015-16 Panini Excalibur basketball to one caller, or if you tweet a picture of an item to me and we use the item on the show, you also get in the drawing for the Excalibur basketball box. This is a $100 box with some really nice hits. Even if you don't really collect basketball, this is a great year for basketball cards because the rookie class had Karl Anthony Towns, who looks like he's going to be the best center in the NBA in a couple years. Tibbs was no dummy when he went to the Timberwolves to coach. Okay, he got himself the president job, so he can say he gives the okay or not on whoever they trade. And he's got Karl Anthony Towns and Wiggins and Zach LaVine there. I mean, there's some talent there for him to work with. If he can get a free agent or two, they should win a title in the next 5 years. If they don't, then he's not doing a good job. Well, so I'm going to put a little pressure on him.
They'll compete.
Well, I would have picked them to be in the playoffs this year, no matter who their coach was. So I'm going to put a little pressure on Tibbs. It's like, Tibbs, we know what you're doing. We know you're checked with talent. I'm hoping that he absolutely loves Jimmy Butler so much that he wants to trade Wiggins in a package for Butler. I don't think it's good. You wouldn't do that normally, but he loves.
Never know.
I know, you never know. Tibbs loves Jimmy Butler. So, hey, maybe, you know, you couldn't do a one for one. Maybe they can package that. Who knows? We'll see. Dream about
Anything
it.
Anything can happen.
Yes. Now, Tim, who's at work and listening, working really hard, just tweeted me this. Hey, Tom, I'm at work listening. Can't call because he's working.
Yeah, of course.
But I recently purchased about 200 in the package starting lineup figures for $3 per. Now, Bill, if Tim wanted to try to turn this into something, he says all popular guys, some special edition. His friend told him he got a steal. Okay, like a friend's going to say, no, these are, I'm taking you on this one, Tim. But Phil Huggins, with a big lot of starting lineups in the package, be worth it for you, or is that something you just steer clear of?
Well, you got a couple of issues. I mean, the starting lineups have really fallen way off.
Yes.
Some of the ones from 89, the football ones, they're still kind of hot, but boy, when the McFarlands came out, they really squelched the starting lineups.
Yeah.
It just looked so much more realistic.
And they do, yeah.
The other problem is with those starting lineups is, gosh, 300 of those, you need a big truck to carry those around. They're not a small little item. You know?
I know. Yeah.
It doesn't weigh a lot, but it takes up a lot of space.
So I think, to make a long story short, probably not for Huggins and Scott. Tim, I hope you do well with them. I don't know how good of a steal. I don't know if you got the steal or your friend got the steal. I guess you'll find out in the long run, though, Tim. Now get back to work like you're supposed to be. What are you doing out there?
There's no real room on those starting lineups to get them autographed, is there? If somebody wanted to have a guy autograph his own,
I don't think it would work very well.
Yeah,
no.
Trying to enhance the value. For you,
well,
Tim.
Well, I've seen some of those autographs, and they're autographed on the plastic or on the board, so it's, which I guess is the only place you could get an autograph, but still, all you've got is an autographed piece of plastic.
Yeah, I don't think that would look all that great. Sorry, Tim. You know, okay, we'll stop talking about Tim's collection. I'm not saying it's a bad buy, Tim. We just don't know that it would necessarily be called a good buy. Now, here's something that I wanted to talk about that I hear this a lot from people that they're thinking of selling something, and they're like, well. And you tell them what the market price is on it, and they're like, well, I've got more than that into it. I've got this into it. I can't do that. I've got this in it. Honestly, it doesn't matter what you have into a thing. It's similar to if you're buying and selling a house. Okay, if you bought a house 5 years ago for $200,000 and it's only selling right now for $180,000, nobody that's in the market for the house right now, and all the houses in your neighborhood, all the comparables are selling for $180,000, cares that you paid $200,000 for that house. That's the right. Mortgage companies don't. Nobody. It's all that matters is the current market price. Now, this goes the other way, too. It's not just on things that are down lower. Let's say, for instance, you have 1960 Topps packs that you bought for 5 cents each. Somebody buying those from you will go, well, you only paid a nickel for that, but they're going for $2,000 a pack now. So that's a good thing. Yep. You're glad. Yep. It doesn't matter what you have into them. All that matters is what the market price is.
That's right.
And that's what it seems like. That's the hardest part for people to deal with. Especially like for me, I know what it's like because I have a collection of a lot of autographs. And going back to a lot of Hall of Famers back to 2008, it seems like a lot of them hit the skids when the economy tanked at that time. And a lot of them aren't worth as much as they were 7, 8, 10 years ago. But, you know, that's if you're going to sell them, you sell them what the market price is. And that's my econ lesson for the day.
Well, that's a good lesson, too.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean,
and it's very speculative. You never know.
No.
The Urias cards we just picked up from Topps now.
Right.
If he goes on to have a great career, well, those cards we just bought last week are going to go up in value.
They will be good.
That's the way.
Without a doubt. Yep. It's an early card of mine. Yep. And he did have his best outing lately. They don't have him throw a lot of pitches, but he had four innings with seven strikeouts. That's the kind of stuff that he has.
Good performance.
And he only gave up one run in that game. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I just put on the Tim Anderson. They had his major league debut Topps Now card for the White Sox fans. That's available until noon Central Time today, I think. I really like this stuff. I've got on my website a Topps Now page where every morning I check if there's something new, I'll put them on there. And then I have a direct from Topps page where they've got all kinds of stuff. Like there's a Schwarber signed bat and a Schwarber signed ball, and it's all direct from Topps, and Topps or MLB authenticated or both. So it's something that, you know, on tcrowntom.com, check that stuff out. It's kind of cool. I like going through it and picking things out from that.
I just bought 10 of the Tim Anderson cards off your website
this
morning.
Yeah.
So, yep,
you
got a lot of nice stuff there.
Very good. I like it. Next on the line, we have Superman Todd. What's new, Superman?
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Not bad, Superman. What's new?
Not much. I have a 1990 Albany Colony Yankees, which is our Gulf Coast League yearbook signed by Mariano Rivera.
Mariano Rivera signatures are good. I haven't seen that particular an Albany County yearbook. Have you seen that one, Bill? Is Bill Huggins with us? I guess he may have gotten cut off here, huh, George? We'll have to check that out. But that's one. Mariano Rivera doesn't sign a ton. His autographed cards do real well, I would think. And, you know, if you had a rookie card of him or a yearbook signed by him, you know, an early Mariano Rivera signature, I would think that would probably be a few hundred dollars. And I wouldn't be surprised if Bill Huggins would want that in a Huggins and Scott auction. So, you know, maybe give him a call during the week, Superman, and see what he thinks about that one. The number at Huggins and Scott Auctions is 301-608-0355. Okay, Bill, you back on with us?
I'm here, yes.
Oh, okay, very good. Superman Todd was just saying he has a 1990 Albany County yearbook, Yankees yearbook, signed by Mariano Rivera. Is that something you've seen or you think you might want to do?
I don't think I've seen that. I'd love to see if there's been any that have sold, and I'd almost love to find out that no, there hasn't been any.
Yeah,
that could be a good item.
I think he's a bit of a tough signature, actually, Mariano Rivera. I know his autographed cards do real well.
He
does
shows? A few shows, please. Does the white plate, so he's done it. But he has a super classy looking autograph. I mean, like, not like some of these guys where it's just scribble, you know.
Yeah, he does have it. It does look good. You're right. I had at one point, I think it was from, what did they call that? It was a signature series. It might have been Donruss signature series from like the late 90s. I had one of those at one point. And I sold that a few years ago. That was a couple hundred dollars at the time. I think when he was playing, he didn't really sign a ton. And probably now that he's retired, he's doing the circuit, and you probably see his stuff out there.
Looking at his signature online, that is a cool signature. Very classy.
Yeah, it
very
is.
Very bold strokes.
It is.
Very nice.
And he's relief pitchers typically don't do that well. I think he's probably – I can't think of a relief pitcher whose stuff is more valuable than Mariano Rivera. I mean, he was so consistent, you know, year after year, which you don't usually find with the closers. From one year to the next, you just never know with those guys. So let's see here now in Huggins and Scott, their August auction bidding begins. Is it August 1st, I think, Bill, that the bidding begins for your August auction? And goes through August 10th. They'll have items on display at the National this year. Huggins and Scott always has a big display. Bill, where is the National this year?
To Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Oh, Atlantic City. I thought it was in Cleveland. Atlantic City, New Jersey. They have it there What? How often? Maybe every fifth year or so, something like that. When was the last?
It's only the third time it's been in Atlantic City in 37 years.
Oh, really? Yeah, it comes to Chicago fairly often.
Next year, it's coming back to Chicago.
It seems to be every second or third year. It seems like it's. They must have a good turnout. It's centrally located where people from all around the country. It's easier to get to. But Bill, you guys have a lot of your August auction items on display at the national convention, right, where people could see things and say, hey, I think I want to bid on that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll tell you, it really changes things when somebody can play touchy-feely with it in their hand versus seeing it on a computer screen, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like then it's like, oh, I got to have that without a doubt. Well,
exactly,
it's time for another short break here. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 9, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. We're giving away a box of 2015-16 Panini Excalibur basketball to one caller or tweeter. If you tweet a picture of an item, T-Crown Tom's my Twitter ID, and we use it on the show, you get in the drawing. So hang in there. We'll be right back, folks.
2016 Friends and Foes Baseball Signature Collection is Historic Autographs' first-cut card product sized as a traditional baseball card. Each booklet contains two separate signatures facing one another. Friends pairings include family connections and great teammates. Foe combinations include great rivalries and iconic matchups. Every signature comes with a PSA, DNA sticker, and matching certificate. Coming this summer just in time for the Atlantic City National, Historic Autographs will release the Mob Set. Ask your local hobby shops for availability. Check out Historic Autograph Company .com for more information.
Need to get your memorabilia framed or restored? Look no further than Art and Frame Naperville, a family-owned business providing quality personalized service to Chicagoland for over 30 years. Located on the corner of Ogden and Washington, Art and Frame offers a wide array of services with a huge selection of frames. Whether it's custom framing, framing preservation, shadow boxes, or photo restoration, Art and Frame Naperville can do it all. You bring in the item, and they'll take care of the rest. Mention ESPN and get a 10% discount. For more information, please call 630-355-0703 or visit artandframenaperville.com.
Attention sports collectors, are you looking to expand your collection? Then mark your calendars now. Huggins & Scott Auctions next auction is their event of the year, which begins on August 1st and runs through August 11th. Huggins & Scott is a sports memorabilia auction company that specializes in selling vintage baseball, football, and graded cards, signed autographed vintage sports memorabilia, and Americana collectibles. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com for a constantly updating auction preview, or call them at 301-608-0355. That's 301-608-0355.
A Barbasol close shave is much more desirable than a accidentally shooting a three-pointer at your own team's basket. But luckily you missed horribly kind of close shave. So, lather up, America.
Barbasol.
A Barbasol close shave is much more desirable than a just as you sit down to watch the game, your wife asks you to hang the drapes, but then says never mind because she doesn't like the color kind of close shave. So, lather up, America.
Barbasol.
A dollar is good. $10,000 is grand. Golf pro Kyle Kunesh here, kicking off the season at Grand Geneva Resort and Spa in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. You know when you pull up to a par 3, size up the pin, and fantasize about a hole-in-one? Hold that thought, because this round just got a lot more interesting. New this year is the Grand Geneva Hole-in-One Challenge, which will put $10,000 in your pocket if you can sink an ace on select holes. On the Brute, that's number 16, and it looks very doable as you gaze towards the green. Lift your shot over the band of bunkers and let it roll for a few heart-stopping seconds. You just might end up pulling some cash out of the cup. Book your tee time today at GrandGenevaGolf.com. When you check in, bring an extra $5 and ask to upgrade to the Hole-in-One Challenge. If you win, you'll even get an HD video of your legendary shot. The Brute at Grand Geneva Resort and Spa. Bring your game, make it grand.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Now back to sports collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Give us a call at 312-332-3776 if you have an item you think might be valuable, might be worth being putting in a Huggins and Scott auction. We have a prize to give away. It's a 2015-16 Panini Excalibur basketball box. $100 box. Good prize package this week. Open it up. See if you can get a Karl Anthony Towns rookie autograph or a Kobe autograph to sell for a lot of money out of that product. And the sun is here, Vince.
We I'm reminded of George Harrison's song, Here Comes the Sun.
Here comes the sun.
It's here.
Here it is. It just came up across the over the building across the street. We're here at the State Street Mazda Studios, right on the street here. If you walk by, if you have happen to have a collectible with you this morning, walking down around downtown Chicago, stop by, hold it up. We'll mention it on the air.
I'll look it up on eBay.
You know? And actually, you can. I have my Elvis shades on. Bill or Vince has his shades on. If you're walking by and you take a picture of us and tweet it to us, that might be worth, depending on how good this picture is. Vince and I want a picture of the two of us here in the studio. That might be a $20 gift certificate at T-Crown.
Absolutely.
If we like it. So now let's see. We've got callers here. It's kind of hard to read the board. I better wait to make sure who I can actually get on here because George is talking. There's a bunch of them here. Let's do one thing here first with Huggins and Scott Auctions. Okay, the August auction bidding begins August 1st. They'll have a bunch display at the National Sport Collectors Convention. But if you go to HugginsandScott.com, there's previews of all kinds of stuff on there. And it might, if you look through some of the things, you might think, hey, I've got something like that. Now, you might not have this. They have a 1961 Topps Baseball complete 587-card set. PSA near mint to mint 8. Average grade, number 25 on the registry. The registry is where they rank the overall grades of collections of PSA graded cards. This is number 25, a $7,500 minimum bid because of how good a condition this is. Bill, that is that one of the higher ranked 61 sets you guys have had in an auction?
Oh, I think so for sure. I mean, You get in the top 20s or 30s of any of those top sets, and you've got to have a super sharp set because there's just so many of them, guys who are doing that.
Yeah, and when you think about it, boy, to get on a 61 set to have an average of 1 through 10, to have an 8 average, that's really nice condition. That's a great set.
Actually, what it is they're all 8.
Oh, they actually...
Yeah, it's 587 8.
Oh, wow. I like that. That's a great set, too. That's one of my favorite sets. The first card I ever remember seeing was a Hank Aaron card from, it was a 1961 Topps card. One of my friends had it, and I remember thinking, wow, that's really, I think I said, whoa, where'd you get that? You know, it was a few years after that. But that probably is when I originally got hooked on cards, just seeing that card, a Hank Aaron 1961 Topps card. Trucker Jim is on the line. What do you have there, Trucker Jim?
Yeah, I got Pedro Martinez bobbleheads dressed in his Bakersfield Blaze uniform.
Okay, so were those produced back at the time when he was in the minor leagues, or were they produced later?
They were produced later.
Okay, Bill, does that one ring a bell as something that you've run, or is
that's no,
probably
I'm
not
guessing
valuable
it's
enough?
I would say it's probably more in the $25 to $50 range.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, too. But if you ever
see... Because they had made 1,000 of them for a promotion.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right. $25 to $50, not bad. Pedro, really, for a few years there, was one of the best pitchers in history. I mean, he had some just dominant seasons. So it's a good player to collect, without a doubt. Can you see things over there, Vince?
It's tough, but we're trying.
I thought with the shades on, I'd be able, when the sun came up, I'd be able to see this one board, but I'm looking at it from all different angles, and I can't see the soundboard. So maybe we should do that like we've done, where I'll just do a sound effect for each caller here. Let's see. We've got Dave from Lowell on the line. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
I've got a bunch of programs from wrestling, Chicago wrestling, that my dad had. We found them in some trunks in the attic after he passed away. And a lot of these are autographed, and a lot of some of the more, I guess, later on mainstream stars, Bobby Heenan, the Blackjacks, Vern Gagne. Yeah. Just curious if there is any value on the superstar grand.
Yeah, how many total do you have?
About 40 of them, give or take.
And they're all signed?
The majority of them. I mean, they're not everybody that was on the card, but a few guys here and there.
I think that's a pretty good collection. Now, Bill, is that something that you have run? I would think you would probably want to take that whole lot, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'd love to see it and kind of check out the content on that day. But if it's something you're looking to part with, I don't know if you either wanted to call me during the week or bring it into Tom and T-Crown. I'd certainly love to revisit finding out a little more about this.
Yeah, it's really not something that the family's looking to sell. My brother and I are kind of looking to just divide it up because we didn't really end up with a lot of things after my dad passed.
Oh, I see.
And but we were just curious, like, what was going on with them. Because, I mean,
if you can get me some pictures, get a list of who they all are and get me some pictures, and I can try to give you an idea of maybe what they might be worth as a collection. We'd have to see them and see which ones are actually signed and the years they're from, but... you know, as far as if you're splitting them up like that, it would be kind of hard to get exact on that stuff because there's not a lot of them around. But I think it's a good collection. I mean,
they range from like 1968 to about 75. It looks like.
Okay, yeah. Well, you definitely would have some value in it. But if you can get me pictures of them, tcrowntom@gmail.com is my email, and I'll see if I can find something out for you. Pistol Pat is on the line. What's new, Pistol? What do you have this week?
Hey, T-Crown Time. Great show, of course.
Thanks.
I got a couple items, but I got a question, too. The question is that Walmart's got those cards, you know, the pizza boxes cards. Are they going to be worth anything down the road? And then my two autograph items, I got a Mario Lemieux autographed puck and a Gordie Howe autographed puck.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. They were both signed at the show, and they were next to that buster, that lousy player the Bulls drafted, that Tyrus Thomas. So either way, Tyrus Thomas was a bust. So Lemieux and Howard were standing next to one there telling us stories about the good old days in hockey. And those guys were class people. And that Tyrus Thomas was with his agent, and I was just laughing. I said, nobody's going by his booth. But this will tell you the story of what was happening that day at the Rosemont. But those guys are class hockey players, and Lemieux, I heard he's a tough auto to get. And Gordie Howe signed it, of course, with Mr. Hockey on there. It was pretty cool. So I just wanted to value on those, and I appreciate it.
He did add Mr. Hockey on the puck?
Yeah, he did.
What do you think, Bill, a Lemieux signed puck and a Gordie Howe Mr. Hockey signed puck?
Oh, gosh, they're both probably. I would say Lemieux, actually, believe it or not, may be more than Gordie Howe, because as Tyler was saying, that Gordie Howe signed a lot more stuff than probably Lemieux has. But then Lemieux could be a couple of $100, and Gordie Howe, I've seen pucks of his for sale in the $75 to $100 range.
Yeah, and maybe they'll take a little jump here now. Now, the two of those pucks, would that be a lot that you'd be interested in, or do you think that's not quite enough?
Well, it may need a little help.
Yeah, typically, Huggins and Scott auctions, you like to get something minimum 500 to 1,000 or more, hopefully, if you're going to be taking them, correct, Bill?
Yeah, that's sort of the range we try and shoot for, at least.
Now, as far as, you know, if you see something at a Walmart or wherever and they have cards in the boxes or cards on the back of the box, as far as will they ever be valuable, you never know for sure on that stuff. If you think it's a neat card and it's a player you like to collect, why not? Yeah, hang on to it.
Right now on eBay, the Chris Bryants are going for like $2. Trout went for $4. So
what, now,
the 2016 Walmart pizza.
Walmart pizza.
Yeah, this year's. So a couple bucks per card.
That doesn't make me hungry. Hearing that, you know, sometimes you hear something, ooh, that makes me hungry.
Yes, right.
Yeah, that doesn't make me hungry. All right. Well, some other things that if you stop by Triple Crown in Naperville during the week, or if you send me tweet me a picture of an item during the week and we use it on the show, you get in the drawing, and there's been some neat stuff that people have tweeted to me. For instance, DF on Twitter had a Barry Alvarez signed Sports Illustrated cover. I didn't realize Barry Alvarez, he was a really good coach, but his stuff does a little better than I thought. I think this one in a frame might be in the $75 to $100 range. And let's see. Oh, the thing, remember what we were talking about where Tyler Danish made his yes, debut for the White Sox?
Yes.
Yes, and I thought it's too bad that Billy Butler wasn't still on the Royals when Danish was pitching. If that had been the first guy he pitched to, it Billy Butler's nickname, of course, is Country Breakfast. So Danish to Country Breakfast, the pitch. What an addition to the Country Breakfast that Danish would be. It was kind of a rocky start for old Tyler, too. I think he, in two-thirds of an inning, he gave up a run and then three hits. But he's got it out of the way now. So
I knew you'd have fun with those nicknames.
Remember when I had Country Breakfast on my fantasy yes. team that first year?
Yes.
And I realized that he seems to be dropping fast in production. He doesn't seem to be in the greatest of shape. And with a nickname Country Breakfast, I guess it all kind of ties together.
I'm not sure you want people to know that you guys share the same birthday.
Yeah, Billy Butler. I am a little bit older than old Billy, although he runs about like me right now.
There you go.
All right. Also in the Huggins and Scott August auction, if you go to HugginsandScott.com, you can see items are previewing, and they'll be adding different things every day. Here's a... You had some original oil paintings. We had a couple people calling about Ali original oil paintings. Well, I think it looks like, Bill, you have five different Andy Jurinko original oil paintings. One was Warren Spahn, real cool-looking painting. Another one was the Bobby Thompson 1951 shot heard round the world, that famous home run ball that Bobby Thompson hit. Is this something that, have you ever run original paintings by that artist before? Do you know much about them, Bill, or you just took them in because they were cool?
I think we're going to go with B on that.
Yeah, that they look cool, and you thought, hey, why not? Yeah. Original paintings, they really do look good. I guess he passed away, the artist passed away a few years ago, so typically for paintings, that a lot of artists, their stuff does better after they pass away. It makes it kind of a tough job to get into, I guess, when that's the case. But also in the Huggins and Scott auction, now this was neat. Remember, I don't know if it was, I think it was two auctions ago maybe, when Huggins and Scott had that football, the Raymond Berry touchdown catch from the 1958 NFL championship game, the greatest game ever played, it's often known as. And that, boy, what did that do? Like close to $60,000, I think, or maybe even more than $60,000. There's a excellent condition ticket stub from that 1958 Colts Giants NFL championship game. I haven't seen one of those stubs go. You guys have a $250 minimum bid on that one. Bill, is that something you think might do pretty well?
Oh yeah. I think we've had a couple of those over the years, not many, but, yeah, those are typically much harder to find, actually, than the programs are.
Yeah, that would make sense. Now, apparently that was the game, too, that I think maybe had a really good television audience, and where the TV guys finally decided, hey, this NFL, this might really be something. I think we can make some money off of this, the 1950. I think that was kind of where things really started to change. And somebody was in the other day talking about Joe Namath and saying, why is Joe Namath popular? His stats are terrible. He wasn't that good. Well, actually, when he first came up, his stats were really good. He had a great arm. He had a bunch of knee injuries. But what happened with him in the history of the NFL, when the Super Bowl first starting to play the Super Bowl, it was kind of like a kill. It wasn't even a close game. The Packers won the first two games. Nobody got that excited about him. They thought, the AFL, these guys don't even deserve to be in that championship game. Then you get to the third game, and Namath is this hotshot quarterback on the New York Jets, and he's saying, we're going to win. And everybody's like, what? You're out of your mind. I think they were 15-point underdogs, something like that. And then the fact that they did win, that changed everything in the NFL, led to then the next year, I think the Chiefs won, and then pretty soon it was AFC, NFC, all one NFL. So the history of that has more to do with the popularity of Namath than his career stats do. So that's something that you always have to remember, because I think when you look at his career stats, I'm not sure about this, but I think he might have thrown more interceptions than touchdowns in his career.
He kind of brought Hollywood into it, too, entertaining way he did it. So.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. He was on all kinds of commercials, and you'd see him on Johnny Carson.
He was on the Brady Bunch. He made a guest appearance on the Brady Bunch.
Was he really? No, yes, I didn't know that. Yep. That's what I didn't know.
I saw the first show. You know?
Really?
So, yep.
Yeah. Now, do you have the Brady Bunch like on Netflix? Go back and see those on Netflix?
No, they're not on Netflix yet, but they're still in, reruns.
They're just ingrained in your memory, the Brady Bunch.
That was my wheelhouse as a kid.
Yeah, that's right. I was more like Andy Griffith's show when Don Knotts was there. Those type shows.
But I love that show, too.
When Don Knotts was on as Barney, that was a great show. Bill, do you have any favorites from the old days? What some of your favorite TV shows were?
Hogan's Heroes was always fun.
Oh, that was good. Yes. And if I could see the board, I'd...
Welcome, Dano.
I've got that I Know Nothing by Sergeant Schultz on there. Yeah, that was a pretty good show.
Can't quite find it.
And they have collectibles from all those shows now. They had cards for a lot of them, and some of those cards in top condition do well. Like we had the Three Stooges in the Huggins and Scott auction. Those did real well. Bill, is there one set from the 50s and 60s TV shows that stands out as tough to find and really valuable?
Oh, gosh. There were some of them they did as sort of test issue things, like Gilligan's Island and Oh Flipper and a few of those others that are far more rare than the ones that were actually issued and put in bubblegum packs.
So if anybody has any of those old TV set cards, TV show cards, check with Huggins and Scott. It's time to do the drawing.
This week's winner is Eddie from Lake Zurich. So, Eddie, send me your address via email, vince@arcdelivery.com. Send it to me by Thursday, and I will take care of the delivery free of charge.
Yeah, so you have to make sure you contact Vince by Thursday and set up the delivery time. If you wait past Thursday, it's going to go into next week's prize package. Another great show, another great week, another fast-moving show. And don't forget to check out HugginsandScott.com and also Triple Crown in Naperville. I'm there every week. And if you need something delivered, ERC Delivery, check out Vince Clement at ERC. Thanks for listening. Have a great week, everybody.
Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service 24/7, 365 days a year. ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199.
Are you looking to cash in on all those years of collecting? Consign your collection today with the experts at Huggins & Scott Auctions. As the fastest growing auction company in the sports and memorabilia industry, they sell not only the cream of your collection, but will maximize your return on anything in your collection with value. The next consignment deadline is June 20th for their event of the year, the August Auction. Visit them online at HugginsandScott.com or call them at 301-608-0355. That's 301-608-0355.